Moncrief on News Talk.
If your preference is to be buried after you die, what options do you have? Does it have to be a graveyard? If it's elsewhere, do you need special permission? But if it's your own home, can you be buried in your back garden? Dr. Kate Faulkner is a lecturer at the UCC School of Law and the Radical Humanities Laboratory and is part of a team conducting a study on body disposal preferences in Ireland. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I suppose let's start, before we get to burial, with cremation. Like, is cremation a popular alternative in Ireland?
Look, it is growing in popularity. Across the country, we'd say about 25% of people are cremated, but that's certainly much lower than in other countries. So England, Australia, they're going to have much higher cremation rates at around 75%. So we're a bit of an anomaly here in an island.
Yeah, and what would be the reasons for that?
Well, cremation is much newer here. So the first cremation facility arrived in the 1980s compared to the 1880s in other jurisdictions. And so I guess just because it's newer, people are less familiar with it. And people also might not live near a cremation facility, so they might not want to be cremated for that reason as well.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose that, and maybe there's a sense of, if you've been cremated, you know, people like the traditional idea of being able to go and visit where the corpse is buried.
Yeah, absolutely. Although, you know, the burial of ashes is a possibility, and many people are taking that up. So you can have the best of both worlds. You can be cremated and then also have a place in your local cemetery as well.
Yeah. Now, and so when we, if we turn then to burial, I assume the most popular option is traditionally in a graveyard.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. That's definitely still the most popular option. Although, you know, even if we think about different types of graveyards, there's lots of different options available to you. So natural burial grounds are becoming more popular as are lawn cemeteries.
Okay. All right. What's a natural burial ground?
Yeah, so a natural burial ground is where traditionally the body, you know, most people will be embalmed. If you go to a natural burial ground, you would probably not be embalmed. The coffin or the shroud that you're buried in is going to be of more natural and environmentally friendly materials, and you tend to go into the ground at a shallower depth to encourage, I guess, returning to earth more quickly than if you go down to the traditional kind of 8 feet.
Yeah.
And often they're very kind of, they're beautiful kind of woodland areas with lots of trees and plants and less headstones.
Do you have to get permission to do that?
No, so there's a couple of eco kind of green burial grounds around the country, and they're treated the same as any other cemetery. They've got the same kind of planning permissions and that kind of thing, so they're up and running. But if you want to be kind of buried in your backyard or on your own private property, that's another different story.
Okay, well, we might as well deal with that one. Yeah, what kind of permissions do you have to get if you want to be buried in your back garden or on land you own?
Yeah, so in order to be buried on your own private property, you have to go to your local authority. You have to get planning permission to essentially establish a cemetery for one or two or three people on your own land. And, you know, as anyone who has gone for planning permission for any form of building activity knows, that can be a very, very long process. And there can be lots of forms and lots of back and forth with the local authority. So for burial in particular, you're going to be looking at things like digging test holes, making sure you're not too close to the groundwater or to other water sources, environmental impacts, roads and heritage and that kind of thing are all going to need to be looked at as well.
Okay, so people would have to actually come out and study the site.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't want a body too close to some water sources.
And in the meantime, you'd have to put up a sign saying, I'm applying for planning permission to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And neighbours and other community members can be a little bit opposed to having burial grounds in people's backyards when they might be looking over them or be able to see the burial ground from the road. So, you know, if that sign goes up, you can generally expect some objections being lodged with the planning authority.
And when you're applying, do you have to specify how many bodies you want to bury there, you know, planning for the future? Or if, you know, you bury one person there, you're happy with that, and then another family member dies, do you have to go through the process all over again to bury a second person?
So you can, in your planning application, you can nominate how many people or how many graves are going to be included in the burial site. Generally speaking, a local authority might be less likely to give you permission if you want 20 graves on your private property as opposed to one or two.
Yeah. You can see why. Well, I suppose you'd just have to have a very, very big back garden to be able to do that. And if at some point you've buried Grandad in the back garden and then for whatever reason you opt to sell your house, do you have to declare that there's a corpse in the back garden?
So there's no kind of overarching legal principle that you have to do that. What some local authorities have said is when they've granted permission, they've said you have to, you know, register this on the title of the property so that anyone who comes along and buys it later can look at the title and say, oh my goodness, there's a private burial ground on this land. There could be a body here. But that's by no means a universal approach taken by all the different planning authorities. And there's no legal requirement for you to tell anyone when you sell your property that Grandad's out the back.
Yeah.
But it probably is best practice. It is the best thing to do.
Yeah. Now, can you do burial at sea?
You can, absolutely. There's all sorts, there's some pretty stringent recommendations when it comes to burial at sea for obvious environmental reasons and also because we don't want bodies washing up on the shore unexpectedly. So you have to be a certain distance out to sea. The body has to be in a particular type of container, and there has to obviously be holes in that container so the body definitely does sink to the bottom and does not stay floating on the surface.
Okay. Who would you get permission from to do that and to fill all those requirements?
So there's not kind of one body that would give permission. There's just a list of recommendations from various departments as to how you would go about that process.
Okay. All right. So there's nobody who'd actually come out and inspect it. So you can just go ahead with it as long as you know what the regulations are. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, yeah.
Do many people in Ireland do that, I wonder?
It's tough to know because we don't have, a formal register of body disposal preferences or death care preferences around the country. We don't need to, I guess apart from cemeteries, which do have to have a register of the burials that take place there. Generally speaking, there's no national database you can look up and say how many people were buried at sea or how many people were buried in the backyard.
Yeah. And this is a very new thing. I think a place opened up in Dublin recently, water cremation. Describe what that is.
Yeah. So this is a facility, I think it's in Meath actually, which is, sorry, apologies. The water cremation process is essentially where the body is in
a vessel.
A vat
kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, a vat, yes. Which is filled with an alkaline solution, and the body is essentially kind of
turned into
done
liquid.
Away with via that alkaline solution. Yeah, absolutely. And then what's left, often the bones, are treated in the same way as the bones that are left after a fire cremation. And so you get back essentially a form of ashes, what looks like ashes, and then that water, that kind of alkaline water solution is disposed of.
Okay, yeah. I wonder how long that takes.
A couple of hours.
Oh, is
that all? A couple of hours, yeah. So it's not super long, probably not significantly longer than a fire cremation.
Yeah. And the study that you're conducting, why are you doing this? Is it a kind of track how preferences are changing in this regard?
Yeah, so the study we're doing essentially to kind of get a snapshot of what death care preferences look like in Ireland in 2026, because we know obviously there's a really strong traditional element to Irish death care. We've always known that. But Ireland is changing. We've got lots of demographic change coming. We've got increasing environmental awareness at the same time as, you know, the cost of living crisis is also a cost of death care crisis as well. So people are being impacted by whether they can afford the type of death care they would traditionally have wanted. So there's all sorts of reasons why we think death care could be changing in Ireland. And we want to get a snapshot of what people today, here and now, want to happen to their body after they die.
Yeah, I don't know if you can answer this because a few people are texting in wondering, can they bury their dog or cat in the back garden? Do you need planning permission for that?
Oh, no, go right ahead with that. Yeah.
Okay, that's grand.
just human burial. Yeah, no one's getting in trouble for burying the dog.
Okay, just chuck them out the window into a hole you've already dug. Kate, thanks a million for talking to us. That was Kate Falconer there, lecturer at the UCC School of Law and the Radical Humanities Laboratory. A few people were texting in wondering, is cremation banned by the Catholic Church? It's not. It is allowed by the Catholic Church. The 1963 Vatican Directive lifted the ban, but the Church strongly prefers traditional burial. But then again, why should you care? You're dead.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.